Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gumbo Yaya. Gumbo Yaya is brought to you by Buku Publishing and Sable Hunter. I'm Debbie Workman, your host, and this week I'm pleased to have as my guest Crystal Miles Gauthier. Crystal is the author of the Time Travel Society series. Welcome, Crystal.
Thank you, Deb.
It's great to have you here and to speak with you this week. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I live in Michigan. I'm married. I have three animals, two to cats and a dog, and I love to write and read, and travel is my favorite thing. And we are in the process probably of moving to Kentucky soon, so I'm busy with that lately.
Sounds great. What got you into, how long have you been a published writer?
Oh, August 3rd, 2014.
Okay, cool. And how long have you been writing for pleasure?
For pleasure all my life.
All your life.
Actually, it started when I was 8 years old. I did a Caldecott Award, a little book called The Willow Tree. And then, and then I kept a journal all my life. And I thought about writing a book back in, it was 1999. I started with the concept of Troyan. And then I waited. And then on my 50th birthday, I said, I'm going to do this. So I did it.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. Can you tell us a little bit about the Time Travel Society series?
Yeah, it's the first time travel book I decided, I love the Victorian era. So I decided to start in modern times and then take it back in history. So I love the Victorian era, and I'm going to do that. I'm going to do first the Victorian era, which is Troyan. Then I wanted to do a little bit of medieval times back in Romania, since Romania is so mysterious. And that's my second book, Diana's Magic. Well, the third book of the series I'm working on now travels. She's in England in 1879, so she travels forward to World War II. And then next book... they continue to a different time every time. So The society is the background of all of it. The society kind of helps out in little tiny ways throughout the whole period.
And how do you do the research for these books? I'm sure you must do a lot of research to get your facts straight. And what's the strangest bit of historical trivia that you've picked up in your research?
First of all, the library and, Wikipedia, things like that. For the research, strangest thing, I think, is when I was doing Romania, because they hate to be called gypsies there.
Oh, yeah.
And I was called out by a lady named Emily Lawrence, and she said, do not put gypsy in your book or I'm going to kill you. I was like, okay. So we went through that whole edit process and we took out gypsy out of everything.
Right. I think I had that conversation with her one night too. We were just talking in general and I brought up the subject of gypsy. She's like, oh, no.
I know.
you know, it's something, I guess, you know, here it's in our movies and everything. You know, we grew up with that. You know, you're Romanian, you're a gypsy. You know, all the gypsies are in Romania. I mean, that's the way, you know, we see things in our culture.
Right.
Okay, so my next few questions are going to assume that time travel is possible. So what modern conveniences would you miss the most if you were to time travel?
Television, air conditioning.
That is the truth. Okay, what would you miss the least?
The least I would miss?
Uh-huh.
Oh, probably the microwave. I mean,
yeah,
I use my microwave. And I don't know, there's probably...
Funny.
I like my crock pot, but I don't think I need it.
Yeah. What do you think would be the hardest for you to adapt to in the Regency era?
The corset. Couldn't wear
yeah.
the corsets. I just can't be confined like that. I think everything else would be okay. Just the, yeah, the corsets and the heavy thrust.
Yeah, yeah. And if you were to go back into Regency society, what would, excuse me, where would you fit into that society?
Oh, geez, I'd probably end up being a maid. But I would like to be a lady.
Yeah.
I would like to be a lady, but I probably wouldn't. Yeah, I'd probably be at the working whore side.
Yeah. And where would you like to visit most?
In that era?
In that era, yes.
I want to go to Versailles, France.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That would be beautiful.
Versailles.
If you have time to read for pleasure, what are your favorite books and or your favorite authors?
My favorite books are historical romance, of course.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite authors are Dorothy Wiley, Isabel Kate, Melanie Corona, and I've been getting a lot into, I've read every one of Gracie Wilson's books.
Have you really? Yeah, Gracie's really good.
Yeah, and, well, she puts them out so fast.
She
I
does.
I just have to grab them every day and put them out.
I don't know anyone who writes as fast as Gracie.
I know. I'm like, girl, what do you do? Just sitting right all the time.
And she's like, oh, it takes me 6 days. I'm like, what?
6? Day. Wow.
Yeah.
She must do 10,000 a day.
Yeah, she's a fast writer.
Yeah.
What is the most challenging part of being a writer for you?
Well, editing, of course.
Oh, yeah.
The most challenging is, you know, fighting for time. Finding for time to sit down and really write and not be interrupted.
Mm-hmm. And how do you balance your writing time with your family time and then everything else that you have going on?
Well, I try to keep to a schedule every day. I get up in the morning and I go on, I do marketing and promoting. Then I check out my Facebook, of course, and all my social media
mm-hmm.
sites. Then I work a little bit on my website, my blog. Then I stop for a while. Then after dinner, I start writing. So between 5:30 and 10:30 or 11, I'm writing every night. And so that's kind of my schedule. Unless
mm-hmm.
I have something else to do. But I usually write at night or in the daytime, late in the daytime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I usually see you in the mornings for an hour or two, you know, promoting everywhere. So
mm-hmm.
I always see you doing that pretty faithfully. Tell us about your writing process. Do you outline your stories, or are you more of a seat-of-your-pants type of writer?
Seat of my pants. I just get on and start writing.
Oh, okay.
I don't really have anything to plan out. Once in a while, I'll make a note or something that
uh-huh.
I really don't want to forget. But I'm pretty good at remembering everything I want to put it in. And I lay awake at night thinking of new plots and things like that. So pretty fly by night, yeah.
Yeah. Well, who or what inspired you to write this series and to write Troy Ann? I mean, I know you like the historical romance, but what inspired you to bring the time travel into that?
You know, I really don't know. It just kind of popped into my head.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I can't say that. I read books by, well, I read A Love of Freedom by Melanie Corona. And hers is kind of a, not a time travel, but it's kind of the style that I like.
Uh-huh.
And she had her book before she ever published them on Wattpad. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to do a time travel book where my people go back in time, and I love to read the era. So I thought, you know what, or the Victorian era, I'm sorry. That's what I'm going to do. So I just decided to do it that way. I don't know why the Time Travel Society came into play, but
uh-huh.
it just popped.
Uh-huh. And can you see yourself in any of your characters?
Yeah. Troyan especially. Troyan,
okay.
Misty, which is Troyan's aunt. Or, I mean, Diana's aunt. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do. They have
can you share?
That have helped you with
me. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you name one thing that you learned from your hero or your heroine?
Yeah, that she's too whiny. I have a friend that beta reads for me, and she said, what is all this crying and getting down on your knees and begging? And just get rid of that. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Try and supposed to be strong and be a hero. Get rid of that. So, yeah, I guess it modified Troyan a lot. But at the time, I think I was going through some rough times, you know, middle
yeah.
of winter and all that kind of stuff. So I think that it just came out in my writing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that sounds plausible. What is the biggest challenge of creating the settings in your novels?
Probably the research that I have to do.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's not really a problem, but the settings, I have to get them correct or my fans will call me out on it in my reviews. So I have to do the research and make sure I get things correct for that time period.
Right, right. And do you have a favorite character that you've created?
My favorite character is King Neil Lothario in my book, Diana's Magic.
Uh-huh.
Because he is actually, he has dwarfism. He's not a regular-sized man.
Oh.
So creating him, people said, oh, no, you can't do that. You can't put that in there. Nobody wants to read that.
Uh-huh.
Maybe not, but he came to me, and that's where he's at, and that's who he is. And
yeah.
He's a very handsome dwarf. He's 4 foot tall, so he's not a you know, short, you know, dwarf. He's a decent size.
Uh-huh. And how long does it usually take you to write a book? And that's including your editing process.
Oh, wow. 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems to be about an average from the authors I've spoke to. It usually takes them, you know, around 3 months. Some's a little longer, you know, except for Gracie. You know, we've already established Gracie's the exception.
Super Gracie.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Let me see here. Is there anything that you would like readers to know about you, Crystal, that they may not know?
Well, I am disabled. I have epilepsy. And so I don't work. I'm at home. Writing is my work. I don't get out much. So I'm pretty much at home all the time. You know, my husband's here. I'm married. So we go places often together. But most of my days are spent at home. I love Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Gotta have my Coke.
Uh-huh.
Coffee and Coke. While I'm writing,
yeah.
I love to cook and spend time with my grandkids. And pretty much just a loner most of the time.
And you do have a street team, right?
Oh, yeah. I've got a very popular street team. It's called Crystal's Wordle. The name came from me, my love of sea turtles and my love of wool. And a very famous artist, Aubrey Diamont, and he's an author also, decided to create this little wordle. And so we all had a big joke about it, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I've got to start a street team and name it that. So
yeah,
then I did.
Very original.
There's people just started swinging it over to my street team, and we have a blast.
Yeah, that's
really
a really
fun.
Great group.
Every day we get greeted, and birthdays every month get acknowledged, things like that.
That's great. That's really great. What is a genre that you have not attempted that you maybe would like to try?
Well, everybody's into the erotica, right?
Oh, yeah.
I never really wanted to write anything like that. But I started a book called Saving Her Soul. It's done now. It's in edit. But it's got some erotica in it. And,
okay.
I never really wanted to do that.
But
sex sells, I guess. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's very popular right now. Crystal,
yeah,
if you could learn one new skill, fear and money would be no deterrent. What would it be?
Please repeat that.
If you could learn one new skill, fear and money would not be a deterrent, what would it be?
Probably human psychology.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's different. It's in, you know, people's minds so that I could write better. I'd also learn to editing. Find out more about editing if I care about it. I don't know. I just want to dwell in the human mind and see what's there.
Yeah. Yeah.
To help me be a better writer of characters, I guess.
Oh, yeah, definitely. What's the best writing advice that you've ever heard?
From Sable Hunter, show people instead of tell people about your book. Show them what's in your book. Don't tell them. That's the best piece of advice I had.
Yeah. Crystal, can you give us a bit of insight into the future of this time travel series? How many books do you see this going to?
It's 5 in total.
It's going to be 5?
Yeah. The first two are just my made-up books. The last three are named after my daughter. Rhiannon, Athena, and Kimberly. I'm doing Rhiannon's part right now. I'm 30,000 into it. And then Athena's Warrior, and then Kimberly's Castle.
Okay.
And they're all time travel. They all have something to do with each other. and but they could stand alone too, if need be. So they're a really good group of books. I've had Troyan is just knocking off the charts lately. It'll be good one week, and the next week it'll die down, and it'll be good one week. So that's what's keeping my career going.
Do you let your family read your books?
Yes, but you know what? Nobody really wants to. I think they still don't believe I'm an author. I think they don't get it. My sister and my mom are the only ones that read.
And what has the feedback been like from them?
Good. My mom said, I started reading. I couldn't believe my daughter wrote this. And
that's
awesome. My sister has been my biggest fan. She's like, I need more. More, more, more. Come on. More.
That's awesome. Crystal, what's the best piece of advice that you would give to someone that wants to get into writing?
Don't quit. If you think you can write something, even if it's bad, it can always be fixed. So if you think you can write something, even if it's just a few chapters, write it. Get it going. There's no such thing as a bad author. Things can be fixed. If it doesn't sound right, if it's not spelled right, if it's not got the proper grammar or quotation, give up. There's always somebody that can help you fix it.
That's right. Great advice. Can you tell us your most rewarding experience since you've been published?
I think it's the fans. The people who start following you, that's the most rewarding. My fans are gold to me. They started out, you know, when's your book coming out? The book came out, they read it, they reviewed it, they stick with me. And that's the most rewarding, is the fans. I love them, bless their hearts.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome. In your wildest dreams, which author would you love to co-author a book with?
Ernest Hemingway. But he's dead.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Hey, it's a wild dream, right?
On a live one, I would have to say Joanna Lindsay.
Oh, yeah. I love her.
Mm-hmm.
I love Joanna. For you, what is the what are the ingredients for a good romance novel?
The part, knowing your characters, having them have similarities with each other, the conversation between the two. I mean, you can have a regular conversation, I love you, blah, 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 blah. You have to add the element of them to being able to connect with one another. That's important, I think. It's not like you could pick somebody off the street and say, hey, I want to be romantic with you. No, you have to develop the characters for each other.
Exactly. True.
Important.
And Crystal, what is your favorite scene in your books? Do you have a favorite scene?
Yes. In Troyan. There's Troyan, Becker, and Duncan, and they're in the kitchen. Well, Troyan leaves to go take a shower. Duncan's never seen a microwave before. Becker goes to put some vegetable soup into the microwave. They're both waiting. All they have is a towel around them. Duncan's never heard the ding of a microwave. Scares the crap out of him. He jumps back. Becker makes fun of him. They get into a fight. The microwave opens. The soup spills out all over the floor. They're in there fighting in the kitchen, naked, in the vegetable soup, when Troyan comes down and catches them.
Oh, very funny.
That's one of my most memorable scenes.
Very funny. actors would you use to play your characters in a movie rendition of Troy-Ann?
Troy-Ann, she doesn't have black hair, but I really, really, really love I shouldn't say this. I don't know. It's Ashley Judge.
Oh, okay.
People wouldn't relate unless they saw her. But I think she's that perky kind of person that would be a good Troy-Ann with black hair.
Yeah.
And then for Duncan, I always look at Michael Weatherly. He's my favorite man of all time. Yeah.
Crystal, what was your favorite book when you were a child or a teen?
As a child, my first book that I read at age 5 was Angel Unaware by Dale Evans.
Okay.
And that kind of changed my life about books. It made me want to read more.
Uh-huh.
And then as a teenager, it was V.C. Andrews and Stephen King.
Oh, yes, I remember V.C. Andrews. Do you have a favorite quote?
Yes, but I can't remember it right now.
The pressure.
But it's not in my brain right now.
Uh-huh.
Let's just say it's something in my heart.
What is the most adventurous thing that you've ever done?
Well, it was when I was a teenager, and I just I climbed a crane, one of those big tall cranes.
Oh, my goodness.
Hung upside down from it.
That's adventurous.
Alcohol might have been involved.
Oh, okay.
But
okay,
what
is your...
Go ahead.
What is your all-time favorite movie or TV show?
The movie is called A Summer Place with Sandra Dee and Troy Donahue. I'm dating myself now.
Yeah. I've heard of the actors, but I don't know the movie. So
it's A Summer Place. They have a beautiful theme song. And I don't know. I just identify with it because she became pregnant as a teenager.
Uh-huh.
And I think that I identified with that, which I saw the movie way before I could become pregnant as a teenager. But I don't know. It's just been my favorite movie through time.
Oh, cool.
Favorite TV show right now is Mom. I love that show. I laugh so hard when I watch it. It's a great show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Crystal, can you share your media links with the listeners so they can know where to find you?
Sure. My website is www.crystalmilesgauthier.com. My Twitter handle is @CubbyMom, CubbyMom 0403. My blog spot is www.crystalmilesgauthier.blogspot.com.
Great. Crystal, I'd like to thank you for joining me this week. It's been a real pleasure, and you've been a lot of fun to sit and chat with. Your books, Crystal's books, are available on Amazon.com. Please stop over to Amazon and check them out. You can find Crystal on Facebook as well. Crystal, you have a great week.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you.
I'll talk to you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.